Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with cattle industry leader Craig Uden joining us in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's not just Farm Bureau members that were at this year's annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau that's just wrapped up in Phoenix. Cattle industry leader Craig Uden was there. Craig is president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Craig, 17's here, the Trump administration ready to be inaugurated. There's a lot of excitement, I know, right now among a lot of cattle producers regarding these changes coming in D.C.
There is. There's a lot of people out there, Ron, that have really looked for this day, you know, this change or true change. Or, you know, the rural America really came out and supported this election, and we'll see where we go. But we're encouraged by a lot of things we've heard, but there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered. So it's never a sure thing until we find out how it's all going to flow in the future.
Your early thoughts on the election, Mr. Pruitt?
I think there's been a lot of positive out there. We'll see how it goes as far as when they run him through and see how that goes. But been very, very positive out in the country that we're going to repeal some of these regulations that have been pretty intrusive on agriculture, like WOTUS. That'd be a big one right there.
I know one thing that NCBA has been working a lot on that is a concern as the Trump administration arrives is trade issues, especially the Trans-Pacific Partnership. How do you try to explain agriculture's position on TPP?
Well, you know, trade is our number one issue. We're going to continue to push for that at NCBA because we have to have trade. If we're going to grow these proteins, and we have all these proteins growing, there's only 330 million people live in the United States, so we're going to have to show them the value of trade. You know, 27% of all agriculture products involve trade. If we have to consume those products over here, we're not going to be very... It's going to be a huge disadvantage. You know, one thing that they have to realize, a lot of our deficit and a lot of our money that we've loaned to these other countries, we can deal with trade because agriculture really is at the forefront of trade out there. And a lot of people looking for us to be leaders, but we still need to not step backwards. We just need to keep moving forward as we deal with trade.
President-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Craig Uden, who, by the way, is really excited about the upcoming annual meeting of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association happening this year in Nashville, Tennessee.
You know, right now, the numbers are actually up from where they were 3 years ago. So we're very encouraged how many people are going to travel to Nashville. I think people want information. They want to know what's going on. And that's what our convention is going to have a lot of, what is happening in the industry, how do you face some of these challenges, and how do you deal with these challenges that we're facing as an industry. I mean, people want information, and the more transparent we can be and the more things we can show people, the better off producers are going to be able to handle some of these challenges and take a challenge and turn it into an opportunity.
Mosey on down to Nashville, February 1st through 3rd for the Cattle Industry Convention. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is planning a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at OKCattleman.org. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.